The Brady Report.
Well, we love a good wedding, particularly a royal wedding, and we've got one. G'day, Andrew Brady.
Yeah, you know what, boys? I think my rumour of the day that we broadcast yesterday wasn't far off the money. Wonderful news. Harry and Meghan are engaged, and we're looking forward to a royal wedding in our spring of 2018.
Now, they spoke together for the first time about their engagement. What was it like?
Brilliant interview, actually. It was done by Michelle Hussain of the BBC, and it was given to everyone. So one single interview. And they look very at ease with each other's company. And, of course, the question is, how did Harry propose? And they were having a chicken dinner at Kensington Palace a few weeks ago. So they've managed to keep it quiet for a couple of weeks at least. And Harry popped the question. And she said yes before he finished the sentence. And the ring, it turns out, Harry got a diamond from Botswana in Africa, country that they love. They had a week-long kind of holiday at the start of their romance. They're camping out under the stars. Harry designed the engagement ring. Either side of that diamond are jewels from Diana's personal jewellery collection, and a lovely, lovely nod to his late mother there. And Harry wore a black tie, you'll notice, as well, in the pictures when they fronted up to the media. So it's just been wall-to-wall coverage here, and people are very, very excited.
When's the big day?
The date hasn't been set. All we've been told is spring. People I've been speaking to today are saying, well, that means April. March will be too cold. May is the beginning of summer. They said spring. So people are saying April. April 23rd is St. George's Day. Would they have it around then? Maybe that week. It's going to be fascinating. Good luck to the two of them. You know, social media, you often see a lot of trolls on there saying nasty things. The only unkind comment I saw today was a bloke asking, would we get a public holiday out of this? Everyone else was just absolutely overjoyed for them. In answer to his question, Downing Street say there are no plans for a public holiday. So it'll be a royal wedding, and it's going to be the social event of 2018. It really, really is. People are so happy for the two of them.
So we should be a duchess or a princess?
That's a good question. She can be one or the other. She cannot be both. Now, Kate is a duchess. She's American. I think I'd love to see her become a princess. I think wouldn't it be wonderful if she decided to take that title? But we'll wait and see. But Harry is a national treasure. People here have followed this man since he was a kid. People have loved him. People have watched him struggle. People have saw him contribute, go and serve twice in Afghanistan. He launched the Invictus Games. That was his idea. He's a really good lad. And I think a lot of people will be very, very happy that he's smiling. And she seems to be a great girl.
Fantastic. Good on you. Great report, Andrew. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
Enjoy your day, guys.